אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. The week-long ceasefire with Hamas in order to facilitate the release of hostages has come to an end. The Mossad has announced that its negotiating team that had been in Qatar has been ordered home, as talks on extending a truce have reached a dead end. Mossad head David Baner said the Hamas terror group did not fulfill its obligations under the agreement that included releasing all the women and children that were on the list provided to Hamas that had authorized it. He thanked the head of the CIA, Egypt's intelligence minister, and the Prime Minister of Qatar for their partnership and the tremendous mediation efforts that led to the release of 84 women and children from Gaza, in addition to 24 foreign nationals. Still held hostage by Gaza terror groups are 136 people, 114 men, 20 women, and 2 children. 10 of the hostages are 75 years old and older, and 125 of them are Israeli. 11 are foreign nationals, including 8 from Thailand. Relatives of the Bibas family refused to be broken by a Hamas claim that hostage mother Shiri Bibas and her young children Ariel Bibas 4 and Kfir Bibas 10 months were killed in an Israeli bombing in Gaza. The 3 who were taken hostage along with their father Yarden were supposed to be released last week. Yifat Zela, a cousin of Shiri Bibas, spoke to media at a rally for the hostages in Tel Aviv last night in which thousands participated, including released hostages. She said, "We won't let them break us. It's psychological warfare. We're continuing to fight for their release and to bring them home." Protesters said they would not stop protesting until all are released. There was a parallel rally in Jerusalem. Ron Binyamin, 53, from Rehovot, was on a bicycle ride with friends near Kibbutz Be'eri when the Hamas assault started on October 7th. He tried to return home but lost contact with his family. His car was later found riddled with bullets. The family has now been officially informed that he was taken hostage to Gaza. His brother said, "It's funny that I'm happy to hear he's a hostage." The army had previously told the family to prepare for the possibility that his fate may never be known. Several people remain unaccounted for after the Hamas assault, with no evidence of them being taken hostage and no remains found. Some bodies from the massacre have been almost impossible to identify due to the damage suffered. The IDF said Colonel Asaf Hamami, 41, the commander of Gaza Division's Southern Brigade, missing 6th October 7th, was killed that day, and his remains are being held by Hamas in Gaza. He has been recognized as a fallen soldier held by a terror group. In recent days, the IDF has been confirming the deaths of several hostages held by Hamas due to new intelligence and findings obtained by troops. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said last night that the military has returned to fighting in full force after Hamas violated the ceasefire agreement. On Friday morning, he ordered that fire be resumed after Hamas refused to release 15 women and 2 children, which was part of the deal. He told a press conference, "We're continuing exactly where we left off. The ground operation is still focused on the northern part of the strip." Troops of the 707th Reserve Battalion located dozens of rockets, mortars, and other explosives hidden under boxes with UNRWA markings in a residential home, along with other weaponry belonging to Hamas. Troops of the 414th Combat Intelligence found grenades, weapon parts, and other military equipment inside a child's bedroom. The IDF has carried out airstrikes against over 400 targets across the Gaza Strip since Hamas violated the truce and fighting resumed. Troops on the ground in northern Gaza directed airstrikes on a number of targets, including on a mosque that was used by Palestinian Islamic Jihad as operational headquarters. Over 50 targets were in the Khan Yunus area in the southern part of the enclave. Naval forces also carried out strikes on Hamas infrastructure in the south, including on maritime equipment used by Hamas. But Hamas still has rocket launching ability. Rocket sirens sounded yesterday in Ashkelon and in communities near the Gaza border. A heavy rocket barrage was fired at southern and central Israel. Warning sirens were sounded in Ashdod and surrounding communities and were also sounded in Rehovot, Gan Shlomo and Kfar Bilu. After Hezbollah claimed responsibility for an attack on northern Israel on Friday night, Israel carried out airstrikes on targets near the Syrian capital of Damascus. M.K. Mansour Abbas, the leader of the Ram Party, became the first Arab leader in Israel's history to publicly call on armed Palestinian factions to demilitarize in an interview with CNN's Wolf Blitzer released on Thursday. He said in order to move forward, the Palestinian militant groups need to throw down their arms. They need to work hand in hand with the Palestinian Authority in order to realize a national movement that will aspire for a state of Palestine in a peaceful solution alongside the State of Israel. Abbas, whose Islamic Ram Party was the first independent Arab majority faction to join an Israeli coalition, the 221-22 Naftali Bennett Yair Lapid government, began the interview by reiterating his condemnation of the October 7th massacres. Yesterday, his party added a clarification, saying the intention of M.K. Mansour Abbas in his CNN interview was that the Palestinian state will be established the body to disarm the factions as part of establishing its rule. The statement came after his remarks sparked widespread anger in Palestinian and Arab circles. After 8 weeks, UN Women has broken its silence on allegations of sex crimes carried out by Hamas terrorists on October the 7th. There has been intense lobbying by Israeli and other Jewish women's groups after the body charged with upholding women's human rights remained silent in light of the snatching of women as hostages and evidence that sex crimes were committed on October 7th as part of Hamas's rampage. Last week, Sarah Hendricks, Deputy Director of UN Women, was pressed in a CNN interview about the group's silence on the issue. Hendricks said that the agency is deeply alarmed at the disturbing reports of gender-based and sexual violence on October 7th, adding that we absolutely unequivocally condemn all forms of violence against women and girls. When asked why the group has failed to specifically call out Hamas in the wake of mounting evidence now over 7 weeks, Hendricks again failed to name Hamas and said the agency always supports an impartial, independent investigation. Friday's statement said, "We reiterate that all women, Israeli women and Palestinian women, as well as all others, are entitled to a life lived in safety and free from violence." It said, "We unequivocally condemn the brutal attacks by Hamas on Israel on 7th of October. We are alarmed by the numerous accounts of gender-based atrocities and sexual violence during those attacks. This is why we have called for all accounts of gender-based violence to be duly investigated and prosecuted with the rights of the victim at the core. We continue to call for accountability for all acts of gender-based violence committed on and after the 7th of October, the immediate and unconditional release of all remaining hostages, and a humanitarian ceasefire. For the sake of everyone in the occupied Palestinian territory in Israel, especially women and children, we call for a return to a path of peace, a respect for international humanitarian and international human rights law, and an end to the suffering of people in Gaza and in Israel, and those families still waiting for their loved ones to return." Members of Israel's largest women's movement, Women Wage Peace, said it was too little too late and that calling for an investigation was humiliating and infuriating. This is Peter Jones-Pellach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.